when the boys come in, they come in bright-eyed. And you know, when they are 8, 9 years of age, we've got an unbelievable opportunity to shape the way they think about their futures and about the potential of their professional careers. But, you know, one of the key things for us to do right at the outset is just to make sure the kids are having fun. We talk a lot about systems and the science behind all of these things, but actually, the more you systemize the academy environment, the more you're in danger of losing the joy of the game. We mustn't lose sight of that for those players that are starting out. So I think for me, two things when they're absolutely at the start of their academy careers, is their joy, have they got smiles on their faces? Are they acclimatizing themselves in the environment? If so, that's a great thing. Now add to that a learning environment where we develop the skills of just the sheer ability to learn, to be coached, and to understand that failing is part of the process of succeeding.
Sure.
And if we develop those early skills, we give ourselves a half-decent chance. Now, we need parents that understand this. We need coaches that buy into it as well. And if we can build that type of environment, we give ourselves a fighting chance, because down the road, what we know is approaching those players that stay in the system are all of those distractions that are going to come when the money comes along, when the agents come along and the sponsors and the like. So we need to build a resilience and a grit and a focus to these young men, so that when those distractions do arrive, they're in a balanced place and they can deal with them.